Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Come on, it's time to hustle. It's time to shine. Ooh. With your big homie, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 92. Currently, thunderstorms at 69 in Grandview.
Hi, D. What's up, man?
What's up? How you feeling on this National Potato Day?
Oh, that's my type of flavor right there. French fries, mashed potatoes, waffle fries,
baked
tater tots.
Yeah.
Everything. That sandwich you had looked good.
It was. Shout out to Jason's Deli.
Go give me a piece real quick. All right, y'all. This morning, Stacey Shaw, she got free legal advice for you coming up at 7:50. Lil Wayne tickets and plenty of chances for your shot at $1,000 in high summer cash.
Making headlines is Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as their steakhouse, 1587 Prime, announces September grand opening, and you'll be able to start booking this Wednesday, and yes, I will be on the site. Now, don't forget your TMG is also going down at your 23s. We got a couple things to dive into. Denzel Washington's Lil Yachty, Chance the Rapper, a little bit of everything.
Ooh, okay. Hey, yo, give me some fajitas this morning. Little queso on the side. We're going to keep it like that because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
You have much to be thankful for. You have much to do. There are people, places, values, experiences, and other aspects of life you care about deeply. Life is best when you focus on those. That's something you can do now. It's something you can do tomorrow, the next day, every day, in some way, to some degree. Take a moment to gather your thoughts about what matters most. Then recommit yourself to it all. Enable yourself to go forward with a perspective of gratitude and purpose. With it, maintain a meaningful structure upon which you can build and preserve value. Transform the months and years into achievements, the hours and moments into treasured memories. Know the goodness of what you have, of all you care about, and continue to fill each day with new meaning. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 92. Currently, thunderstorm 69 at UMKC. Tamika Scott of Escape shared a recent experience at a restaurant and how much she tipped after getting poor service originally.
Four of them turned their backs. One looked at her clock, and no one helped us. We stood there for like 5 minutes, no one helped us. And this young girl came over, and she was like, hey, have y'all been helped? I said, no. She said, well, I'll take you. So she came and set us down. You know what? Never judge a book by its cover. And be nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Might be a little tough to hear, but she walked in and there were five waitresses. Four of them turned their back on her. She stood there for about 5 minutes, and then there was a young lady that came up to her and was like, hey, have you been helped? And it was toward the end of the night as well. So it was like 30 minutes left, and you know how it gets when it's little to no time and people ready to clock out.
And trying to go.
Yeah, she ended up tipping that waitress $700.
Good.
So I'm happy she got her blessing, but that's a fact. Sometimes you're like, come on now.
I'm like that same way too. Like, you got to giving a little people some grace and mercy at little times, man. It could go a long way. It really can. And shout out to look, You know me around the town, you know I am a tipper. I believe in that. Please. Yes. Got to, man.
Bacala, I miss you, man. Switching gears. Denzel Washington gives his take on cancel culture, and he's been on the road these past couple weeks, and I love it.
What does that mean? What made public support so important to begin with?
I guess because followers now are currency.
I don't care who's following. You can't lead and follow at the same time, and you can't follow and lead at the same time. I don't follow anybody. I follow the heavenly spirit. I follow God.
Amen.
I don't follow man. I have faith in God. I have hope in man. But look around. It ain't working out so well.
He ain't lying.
Yeah, even in a row, I love the fact that some of our greats get opinionated, and it's nice.
He ain't lying. It's a lot of wise words coming out of his mouth. I will say that Denzel has officially transformed into his old man, I don't care era.
He has.
All the way 100%, and I'm here for it. I can't wait to get there.
You ain't lying, bro.
I was going to say, we got to call him and see if we can get him on Hustle and Shine. I'm sure he got some words he can share.
Oh, that
sounds
so good.
This is Daily Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103G.
Such a good day yesterday, D. You know, just seeing those babies at Central Middle School when we was broadcasting live. Yeah. Man, look, I could tell, like, you know, they wasn't trying to really be at school for the first day. But I think the teachers and the staff and the faculty at Central Middle School, they did a wonderful job of trying to get the kids ready, mm-hmm. trying to get them excited about learning for a new school year.
Of course.
And, of course, Dr. Jennifer Collier pulled up on us, yeah. Superintendent of KCPS. Man, it was just a wonderful day, man. I was so happy to be there.
Yeah, no, it was definitely fun. A major shout out to KCPS as they went back to school on yesterday. Today, North Kansas City, their district is back in the session. And then, of course, the KCKPS school district already back in school session. So,
yep, Lee Summit starts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So.
And Hickman Mills as well started on yesterday. So, big love to all of our students, whether you are in middle school, high school, or college. We want to send love your way. We know it can be hard. That first day can be like, oh, why am I here? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just get into it, y'all, man. Yeah. You know, you're
going to pay off.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. And then I was just overwhelmed the whole weekend, mm-hmm. with just so much love from y'all. I cannot thank y'all enough. You, my wife, the whole, like, Julie played, J-Dub. Myron, I mean, I, if I were to sit here and list all the names, we'd be here for another 10 minutes or so. But just know, man,
we'll be in some trouble.
If I saw you this weekend and I gave you a big old hug, just know that I mean everything. Mm-hmm. And I really love and appreciate all my family and friends who was there to help me celebrate the birthday.
Absolutely.
Man. It meant so much to me. Mm-hmm. And it still will. That weekend, this past weekend, will live forever in my memory.
As
so I love and I thank y'all.
And we love you, man. And, you know, we talk a lot on this show about the unsung heroes of Kansas City and giving each other love. And so that it was a no-brainer, you know, for us all to make sure we showed up for you.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Download that Hot 103 Jams mobile app and tap into Hot 103 Jams all day, every day, baby. A man and woman are facing several charges in connection with the death of a 3-year-old boy in Leavenworth, Kansas. The Leavenworth Police Department announced yesterday that Tara Huerta, 40, and Kenneth Hedgecock, 34, both of Kansas City, Missouri, were arrested in connection with the young boy's death in March. Huerta has been charged with first-degree murder, possession of fentanyl, possession of methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia, the Leavenworth County Attorney's Office said. Now, the Leavenworth County Attorney's Office also said that aggravated child endangerment was a part of the murder charge and not a separate charge. Hedgecock is facing the same charges, police said. So, to my understanding, fentanyl was in the 3-year-old boy's system at the time of death, and he was in the care of these two people. And I think it's important that we continue to to spread this information about what's actually happening in the streets when you mess with this type of stuff. Mm. And now we got to deal with the death of a 3-year-old boy in our community.
Mm. That's awful.
Just devastating, man. Mm. So
when you hear stories like this, it just makes you try to be kind and do the best that you can in your life. You know, and be that light as much as possible, because there is a lot of darkness out there. So let's send some light. We got some cousins that hit the Hustle and Shine text line right now. Go ahead. We appreciate you for hitting us up. Big love to all the cousins that are having their first day of school. Shout out to Makai, Jasmine, Amora, and Mia. They're having their first day of school. Shout out to Coach Wayne and the Kansas City Hot Boys youth football team.
Okay.
Have a great school year to the Hot Boys. And, you know, big shout out to Coach Wayne. Anita, my favorite cousin, Anita Primer. Hey, girl. She wants to wish her granddaughter, True, a very good first day of school. It's the first school year, of course, in kindergarten. So that is major. And then shout out to the kids. Jaden, Cameron, Nevaeh, and Carter. Your daddy said he love y'all. Make sure y'all have a great day right here in the town. We appreciate all the cousins hitting us up. And Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. And then Rich Harris on the Facebook. And Stacy on the Facebook too. We love all of y'all cousins.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
720 on your time, high of 92. Currently 74 at Southeast High School. During a recent interview, rapper Chance the Rapper got candid about his experience growing up in special education and how labels on children can impact their self-esteem.
I was a special ed, like from fourth grade through graduating high school. I had an IEP, which is an individualized education plan. I had like certain classes that I didn't go to that I had to go sit in a room with like 7 kids. Those sort of diagnoses and labels on children definitely mess with their sense of self and confidence. Mm-hmm. And I used to always feel like I was not smart when I was a kid.
Definitely a stigma that is placed around special education and then just focusing on maybe 1 or 2 children in the classroom. But everybody learns differently, and you really should not treat people differently just because they learn at a different pace than you. Yep. Give them that extra attention and you'll watch them soar.
Facts. You know what, D? It's going to be a real moment. It might get on somebody's nerves, but it's something that needs to be discussing, because this done happened to somebody who I know and love. And a lot of times in white predominantly schools, they place black kids in these situations because some white teachers don't know how to deal with black kids. And
put them off.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't know how to understand how some black kids function or how some black kids work. Yeah. Sometimes. And yes. I've seen it happen and it's happened to my family. So it's like that this is important what he's talking about, because some kids, this could stick with them their entire life. And it takes so much therapy and other things and life lessons to undo this stuff. So it's important that we not put these labels on these kids that's so young, man.
Yeah, and I take it a step further when it comes to ADHD and all these things. I feel like you hear a lot of families talk about a doctor diagnosing their children at a very early age when they might have just needed some extra attention. Now they're on medication and they're suffering.
Exactly.
We got to make sure we pay attention, because some of these diagnoses, you got to get a second, third, fifth opinion. I don't care.
Facts.
Switching gears a little bit, Steven Jackson shares that he spoke with Lil Yachty about his controversial lyrics about George Floyd.
I won't be doing no interviews about it. I spoke to him. He's a smart young man. He's winning for a reason. He's a smart, super smart individual. He made a mistake. He apologized. We moved on from it. It's over with.
Now, for context, Lil Yachty, in a recent song, he made some type of rhyme scheme that involved George Floyd and choking in the same sentence. And I feel like this opens up the door to a deeper conversation of, when it comes to music, are there things that are off limits? Because you get Pac and hit him up and all of the things that he said in the beginning. You get Kendrick Lamar calling Drake a PDF. You got all these things. When is it too much?
You know, the whole subjective thing with music in this situation is like, you can say what you want to say. You can do what you want to do. But it's going to cost you. Some way, somehow, it might cost you fans. It might cost you respect. It might cost you integrity. Maybe it might not cost you money right now, but it will in the long run. So go ahead and be ignorant and do what you want to do. This is the same dude who I got on the morning show probably in 2017 or 2018 when he was talking about Biggie and Pac or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's like I already knew what type of time that Lil Yachty is on. Mm-hmm. But it's just some things, D, is like, as a young black man, you're gonna sit here and make fun of and make light of a George Floyd situation, mm-hmm. when they already doing that, they already making fun of it. So you wanna join in with them and make fun of it?
Yeah. I understand your perspective.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
So this story, D, has me thinking, it has me upset, infuriated, a number of things. A physical education teacher in the Park Hill School District is facing charges after several middle school students alleged that he made inappropriate comments and advances towards them. Isaiah Washington, 39, of Liberty, Missouri, has been charged with 3 counts of fourth-degree assault, a misdemeanor. Now, court documents allege he engaged in acts to, quote, purposefully cause emotional distress in several victims. According to court documents, D, 7 middle school students told authorities that Washington made inappropriate comments about their bodies and appearance from 2023 to 2025. Washington allegedly called the students hot and said things like, "You guys look pretty good today, especially in those leggings. Excuse me, are we serious?" And quote, "That outfit makes your body look really good," according to court documents. The students also reported that Washington would often give them hugs, and several of the students said that Washington would place his hands low on their waist, which made them uncomfortable, according to court documents. As comments and touches continued, some of the students said that other kids noticed, according to court documents. One student said her friends told her, quote, "That was really weird what he said to you in PE." And I want to ask you, D, as you're an attractive young lady, you are outgoing, you're...
Well, thank you.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of qualities about you, but it's like, this seems like something that I've seen happen when I was a kid, yeah. And things that will cause me to say something. Did you ever go through any situation like this growing up?
Yeah, I mean, as a woman, you hear a lot of comments from, and some of them might be from those teachers. And I actually remember one incident. And we as kids, we just played it off and joked it off, because if the adults in the room don't take it seriously, how can you? You know, and it also just kind of teaches you, okay, this is kind of the world. This is what it is. And there was a situation where I think a young lady, basically another young boy, maybe just put his hands on another girl, maybe by her thigh, something of the sort. And I think, as a collective, we all kind of mentioned it to the teacher. And I really low-key think it was a PE teacher, too, back then. And he was just like, well, she ain't never had a man or a boy put her hand on. And that's very inappropriate. But those are the type of things that happen.
Yeah.
You know, we all can probably recall an incident. If you really sat back and thought on memories, you'd be like, whoa, that wasn't okay.
Right.
But
that
as a kid, it's not your job to be that more responsible one. You expect to have adults in the room that are taking things seriously. So it's not shocking, but it's very unfortunate to hear stuff like this happening and continue to happen, because, I mean, you know, there's plenty of rumors that went around when I was in school of things happening, and it's unfortunate.
Any kid that's listening right now and you see or hear any of this stuff going on at school, you feel uncomfortable at any time, say something to somebody, to an adult, to a
trusted
friend.
A trusted adult that you feel comfortable with.
Say something. Do not let these creeps go unnoticed and unchecked. We got to bring them to the forefront, period. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Today, we're going to be continuing our Know Your Rights series by talking about the Fourth Amendment. So come right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about the Fourth Amendment. This is a part of our Know Your Rights constitutional law series. We've already gone through the First through Third Amendment, and the Fourth Amendment protects people from unreasonable government searches and seizures. That amendment states that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. You see this most often in a criminal context when you get pulled over and the police want to search your car. Number one thing I always say, don't consent to a search. Make the police get a warrant, because unless the police have probable cause, you have to give them permission to search your car. You have to give them permission to come into your house. And you have to give them permission to seize your stuff unless they have a warrant. We are going over this basic right because there's a ton of case law that talks about this particular issue in our show today at 11:30 on KPRT. It's called Faith, Justice, Victory. If you have not been tuning in, we have been cooking. Okay, we've been talking about a lot of legal issues that come across my desk every single day, and today is no exception. I want to remind you all to stay encouraged. All my little babies have started school, so congratulations to all of the scholars going to school. I know you guys are going to be doing something amazing, so make sure you listen to your parents and teachers. If you've got questions about legal issues, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at Stacy Shaw Law. Remember to cut on over to at 11:30 for Faith, Justice, Victory on KPRT, which is Gospel 1590. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
We're getting younger and younger and younger. It's like it's okay. It's not okay. We've been here before. Here we is at 100 homicides again.
We have to reject this in terms of it being anything close to being normal. This is very abnormal. No parent, no grandparent should be outliving their children. It takes all of us to raise our children. It takes all of us to come together to make a difference in this community. When we ask young people to weigh the risk, we ask them to think about their future. Weigh that.
That was Damon Daniels, president of Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, speaking on the deadly youth violence at Kansas City D as a 14-year-old male was killed and a female under the age of 16 was injured in a shooting early Sunday morning in South KC. Police were called around 12:15 a.m. Sunday morning on the 1700 block of East 97th Street on reports of gunfire. And later Sunday morning, police identified the deceased as Teandre Gibson, 14 years old. The first thing I think about, D, of course, the family and trying to pray for love and strength for them. But it's like this kid was born in 2011 or 2010. Mm. Already life is gone.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing out here? Why is this kid out at night at 12 o'clock in the morning, bro? Like, why?
Right, what's going on?
So, these things keep coming out. We got to keep talking about it. And Damon Daniels, he's on Hot 103 Jams almost nightly.
Yeah.
You know, talking about what's going on in these streets. And parents, we cannot do anything without your help. I don't know if I'm probably preaching to the choir right now, man, but if you know a parent that's not in their kid's life all the way, and they got kids out at night like this, mm-hmm. somebody has to intervene and say something or do something at some point, man.
Yeah, because their life could be on the line.
Exactly.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 93, currently 73 at Quindaro Elementary. Wendy Williams is the talk of the town as TMG caught up with her and asked her opinion on the recent dementia allegation.
And my attorneys are highly upset.
They are?
Yes. My attorneys are highly upset. And I will get out of guardianship. Mm.
In the video, she does not look the best in the best condition. Not too sure if it's maybe the medication she is on. But a lot of people are just speculating that while she is seemingly a little off from the normal Wendy we're used to, she still, you know, people still hope that she's not stuck under this guardianship and she should have her free will.
Mm-hmm. Where representation at? Why ain't they saying nothing?
How you doing?
They've been fighting
the allegations and the current guardianship. Mm. So I'm not too sure how that'll go, but that's what's been happening for the past several months with her situation. Switching gears a little bit, singer Gladys Knight is setting the record straight after her son raised concerns about her well-being and accused her husband, William McDowell, of mental and financial abuse. Now, despite his claims, Knight reassured fans that she is in good health and spirits. Speaking to Fox News Digital, the singer said, quote, "I am sorry that my health and performances have been mispresented. I want my fans and those concerned to rest assured I am doing very well for someone who has been on stage for three quarters of a century. Hard to believe, right?" Knight added, "I'm healthy and happy and visiting friends and family these last few months. I'm excited to get back on the road with my sisters and on stage with the Queen's tour. See you soon."
Okay, what you know about this right here, D? Huh? What you know about some Gladys Knight? Sing it, y'all!
Love overboard, love overboard.
Come on.
Love overboard.
Shout out to all my Different World fans.
We got a birthday announcements up next, and that's my jam. Well, you'll really get a chance to sing your hearts out right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's double up in hip hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 jams. Take us out, Gladys, and the Pips.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Leo season. Happy birthday to those loyal.
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hands up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rhythm and blues singer Glenn Travis. A happy birthday to actress, comedian, director, and singer-songwriter. Happy birthday to Paula J. Parker. Sending over a big happy heavenly birthday to singer-songwriter and actor. Happy birthday to the late Nate Dogg. Sending over a happy birthday to rapper and podcast host Fat Joe. Sending over a major happy birthday to rapper, actor, entrepreneur, and model who some of the millennials was fighting over when we was kids. Happy birthday to Romeo Miller.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Jessica Martinez, Miss Tink, and Charcetta Kiel. Sending birthday love to Courtney Don, Dwayne Smith, and Melinda Moyet. Happy birthday, Stephanie Ifarakea, Franklin Campbell, and a big special Hustle and Shine happy birthday to Mary Quinn Lucas and all my kings and queens born on August 19th. We celebrate the season.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Cash. I'm trying to win them Lil Wayne tickets.
What's up, cousin? Okay. I like that.
She jump out the porch with it. Okay, okay. So first off, what that check engine light looking like?
It's on a half a tank.
No. The check engine
that
light.
That should tell you what your answer be right there.
It's on, that check engine light on, cousin?
Oh, yeah, it's on. I'm on my way to work. I just got excited, though.
Oh, Lord.
Half tank, check engine on.
We're going to pray for you on your way to
Don't
work.
Don't miss your exit.
Right.
All right, cousin. We got those two tickets for Lil Wayne, but you got to finish these lyrics in order to secure them. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Let's go.
And you already know that pimpin' 18. I'm living young and show that Bentley. Stun on my paw, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me.
DJ, cause that's my DJ. Say go DJ,
come on, cause that's my DJ.
Come on,
say go DJ, cause that's my DJ.
One more time,
say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ. 101, the hottest.
Look, D was trying to take it to the bridge. Look at that.
Yeah, let's go, YMCMB.
Okay.
All right, cousin. Yes, y'all did that. You had a little help in the background, too, didn't you?
Yeah, that's my favorite cousin.
You know it. Hey, cuz.
Shout him out.
Hey, shout out to Larry.
Hey. Okay. We got the family in the car. So who are you taking with you to go see Lil Wayne now that you got the two tickets?
He in the car with me. He helped me with it, so he going with me. He got to go with me.
Here it is. Okay, loyalty. I like that.
Okay. All right, cousin. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine. 103 Jam.
I need that money.